This is Jay Sekulow. Breaking news. The United States versus the United Nations. The issue, Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
After more than two decades of waivers, we are no closer to a lasting peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. It would be folly to assume that repeating the exact same formula would now produce a different or better result. Therefore, I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
To the United Nations, shame. This has been a disproportionately hostile place for the Middle East's most enduring democracy. The United States refuses to accept the double standard that says we are not impartial. When we stand by the will of the American people by moving our U.S. embassy.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Well, we've got breaking news. The United Nations is scheduled to vote today on a call for the U.S. Jerusalem decision to be withdrawn. And that is the president recognizing that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. So the United Nations Security Council is due to vote on this, a draft resolution calling for the withdrawal of U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is a one-page draft text that was proposed by the Egyptians. While it doesn't specifically mention the president himself or the United States directly, it is aimed at basically putting back in place a resolution that was put in place last year. Remember the resolution we talked about last year? We said it was going to be the 72 days that you had to be most concerned about the Obama administration, especially on foreign policy issues, was after the election and before the inauguration. And then you had resolution 2334, which was passed condemning all measures aimed at altering in the demographic composition, character, and status of the Palestinian territory occupied since 1967, including East Jerusalem. Then it talked about the construction and expansion of settlements, transfer of Israeli settlers, confiscation of land, demolition of homes, displacement of Palestinians. Normally, the U.S. Practice has been to veto that because as a Security Council member, one of the P5, permanent five, can veto, and that's it. And the Obama administration did not do that. And our director of policy, Harry Hutchinson's here. And that move by the Obama administration, which was really counter-checked and kind of checkmated by President Trump this year, is basically what's festered this resolution issue today.
Absolutely. So the United Nations has attempted to engage in numerous hate crimes against Israel. It's grounded in the intuition that Israel's very existence as a Jewish nation state is a hate crime. So we have the UN claiming that the Jewish quarter in Jerusalem is not part of Israel as a nation state.
Yeah.
This is absurd.
So I'm going to bring Skip Ash, our senior counsel and heads up our international law group, does a tremendous amount of work with our offices in Jerusalem. By the way, David Benjamin from our office in Jerusalem will be joining us in the later in the broadcast. Skip, your reaction to this move by the United Nations now again trying to undo what the president did?
Well, it's not surprising. As Harry already said, they do this repeatedly. Israel is the only item that's permanently on the calendar. They keep checking up on Israel despite problems throughout the world. Only Israel is singled out for this. So it is not a surprise. What is something that we should be very thankful for is we now have a president who's not going to play the UN's game. And Harry's right. These are anti-Semites, many of them voting this way. And the others are just purely ignorant because the city of Jerusalem in 1948, under the customary international law principle of Udi Possidetis Iuris, came under the sovereignty of the State of Israel. Yep. When it emerged from the mandate.
All right, so we're going to talk more about this. Here's my reaction or my question to you, our listening audience. Want your opinion on this. You want the president to stay firm in the support of Israel? What do you think the UN's up to? Your reaction at 1-800-684-3110.
That's right. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. You can also find us broadcasting live on social media where you can watch the show as well as listen. That's at facebook.com/JaySekulow, Twitter, Periscope, at JaySekulow, and at ACLJ.org. But once again, phone lines are open for your calls, 1-800-684-3110.
Don't forget that matching challenge campaign as well, ACLJ.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're talking about this UN resolution that the UN's trying to get through, basically to undo what President Trump did in support of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This comes on the heels of a year ago, almost to the day, when the United States did not veto a anti-Israel resolution about Jerusalem. The Obama administration decided not to veto it. Unlike the Obama administration, though, President Trump has made the statement, and we're hearing word, Harry, that Nikki Haley is, in fact, going to exercise the veto if this does come up today.
Absolutely. So unlike the Obama administration's spineless decision to abstain when the UN Security Council approved UN Resolution 2334, which indicated that Israel was an illegal occupier, the Trump administration plans to block an Egyptian-sponsored resolution excluding Jerusalem from Jewish history. Yep. And that is very, very appropriate. The Trump administration has exhibited real courage in defending Israel.
Hey, Skip. Skip Ash is our senior counsel at the ACLJ. He's out of our office in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on the campus of Regent University. Skip, let's talk about the Jerusalem decision that President Trump made, which was basically recognizing what international law automatically recognizes, that a nation state determines its capital. But how significant was that just a couple weeks ago?
Well, it's very significant. The United States is the most important nation in the world. When we make a statement like that, we rattle the entire international system. And that's what happened when President Trump did this. That's why the anti-Israel factions are coming back. They have been rattled to their core. And it's very important because we now are recognizing the legitimacy of the decision by the state of Israel to choose its own capital. And remember, their Knesset is there, their Supreme Court is there, their foreign ministry is there.
Is the office of the American Center for Law and Justice, I should add, is there
absolutely.
As well. Right.
So it's key.
Yeah. So, and not only is it key, but we're going to give you some other information in the next segment of the broadcast, or maybe later in the broadcast, but I'll touch on it right now for a moment, then we'll take a phone call. So there's a big article that's out today, and that is because the Obama administration wanting the Iran deal so badly that they stopped a DEA enforcement action that was targeting Hezbollah, who was not only a terrorist organization, but they also, Harry, were a drug cartel. And the Obama administration, wanting that Iran deal to happen so badly, stopped the DEA from doing their job.
Absolutely. So if you look at what the Obama administration did in stopping the DEA, it exposes the Obama administration to the following principle: cowardice in the face of terror. Indeed, the Obama administration advance the reach of Hezbollah by allowing Hezbollah to obtain funding through the sale of drugs. In addition, the Obama administration expanded the opioid crisis in the United States. And lastly, I would point out that the Obama administration simply allowed individuals who were aligned with Bashar al-Assad to provide funds so that he could acquire more chemical weapons to gas his own citizens.
Yeah.
So it's outrageous.
All right. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We'll also take your comments via Facebook and Periscope. But if you want to talk to us on air, our phone lines are open at 800-684-3110.
All right. Let's go to line one. Alisa, who's calling in Queens? You're on the air.
Hi, Alisa.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to call. I was driving, and I just wanted to call to say that I'm totally against the resolution of the UN to cancel President's orders for Jerusalem to become the capital, or not become, it's always been the capital
right.
of Israel.
So here's what the draft resolution is purportedly going to say. It's going to affirm that any decision and actions which purport to have altered the character, status, or demographic composition of the holy city of Jerusalem have no legal effect, are null and void, and must be rescinded in compliance with relevant resolutions of the Security Council. The draft council resolution also demands that all states comply with the Security Council resolutions regarding the Holy City of Jerusalem and not to recognize any actions or measures contrary to those resolutions. That last line is directly related to the president when he recognized Jerusalem as the capital. Skip, break this down. So what is this resolution that they're trying to get through, although Nikki Haley, on behalf of the United States, is going to veto it? What are they trying to get done here?
They're trying to get the international community to say that the status of Jerusalem is still up for grabs, that nobody really owns Jerusalem, and that it has to be decided by, in the end, talks between Israel and the Palestinians. Now, Israel and the Palestinians have talked before, never gotten anywhere, even when Israel gave them almost everything. 98% of what they asked for, Israel was willing to give them, and they still refused. So it's not Israel that's refusing to negotiate. It is the Palestinians who will not negotiate in good faith. And now we are merely recognizing a fact as it now exists internationally, politically, and so on, and that is that Israel, as a sovereign state, has selected its own capital, and the United States, as another sovereign state, has decided to move its embassy to that capital.
All right, so let's do this. And let me play for you a statement of the former General Counsel of the United Nations, or General Secretary of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, as he was leaving. This is a flashback to almost a year ago, about a year and 2 days ago. This is what his last comments were about his United Nations as it related to Israel.
During the past 10 years, I have argued that we must never accept the bias against Israel within UN bodies. Decades of political maneuverings have created a disproportionate volume of resolutions, reports, and conferences criticizing Israel. In many cases, rather than helping the Palestinian cause, this reality has hampered the ability of the UN to fulfill its role effectively.
So there you have the former General Counsel, Secretary General of the United Nations, who was then still the Secretary General of the United Nations, saying the anti-Israel bias here is so prevalent in the United Nations that it delegitimizes basically the UN. So the veto today, so everybody understands, a veto by a permanent member of the Security Council stops that resolution from having any weight. It voids it out, right, Harry? I mean, that's it.
Absolutely. So the UN has traditionally exhibited a disproportionate focus on alleged human rights violations by Israel while ignoring massive human rights violations committed by Iran, North Korea, and Syria, which has gassed its own citizens. And I would add Turkey, which routinely imprisons more journalists without trial than any other nation
on
earth.
And they're going to put a capital in East, embassy in East Jerusalem.
Absolutely. And the Israelis should not allow that to happen.
All right. We're going to take more calls and more comments. Our phone lines are open, 1-800-684-3110. You want to take a call or comment, Logan?
Let's grab one more comment. Let's go to, call Alice at Washington, D.C.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
This is Alice. Listen, I'm calling to affirm what the president has already done. And I'm not a social media person, but I want you to put on your page, 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 6, especially the sixth verse, and let the people know that Jerusalem is God's and it belonged to Israel. Please do that.
That's a great idea. We appreciate you saying that. And look, I mean, first of all, a nation state, I've got a book that's coming out in the middle of next year talking about why Jerusalem matters. I mean, why it's so significant. And we've got a documentary special that, Logan, where are we on that right now?
It's nearing complete. It should be done within a matter of weeks.
How long is that one going to be?
It's an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like that.
So we've got 70, a documentary on Israel that hopefully will get out right away. I mean,
yeah, it should be done very soon.
Yeah. So we've got a documentary special with our experts on Israel coming out here in the next couple of weeks. So we're front and center on this. And of course, Skip, as you can let everybody know, we've got a very active office in Jerusalem.
We certainly do. We have attorneys over there who are constantly dealing with the issue. We talk with them on a daily basis. They are constantly letting us know so we know how to intervene on Israel's behalf. And we're walking hand in hand with attorneys in Israel on behalf of Israel and the international community and in the UN and in the International Criminal Court.
Yeah, so this is an ongoing work for the American Center for Law and Justice. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Coming up, we're going to be joined by David Benjamin. He is a senior counsel for the ACLJ in our office in Jerusalem. So we're going to let him know, get his consensus on all of this. But again, it's important for us to know what you think is important about the Israel declaration and the president instructing Nikki Haley to veto this attempt by the UN to undo what is clearly within Israel's rights, and that is to declare their own national sovereign state.
All right. We only have about a minute left in this segment, but if you want to give us a call, we have a couple lines still open, 1-800-684-3110. You can also get your comments in online. Alan said, now this is something that you can maybe answer me off. A lot of people always say, we need to pull out of the UN. That's Alan. Cut off all their funding. You know, this is a common thread that we get because people, I think, initially get frustrated. But they don't really understand the implications here.
You've got to be able to engage. Harry, I say this all the time. You have to be able, we only have 50 seconds here. You've got to be able to engage the national arena. That means you've got to engage the UN. We're a non-governmental organization recognized by the UN, so we have the right to intervene on these matters, and we do.
Yes, we've got to engage at the UN and at the International Criminal Court.
All right, we'll be back in 35 seconds online. If you're watching on social media, we have exclusive...
35.
35 seconds.
That's pretty good.
We're back on social media. We continue on social media is what I wanted to say. So, on social media, if you keep watching the show, you keep going. The show never ends. We do have a couple lines just open up, 1-800-684-3110.
They did just open up.
Yeah, it was full. Yep. So, if you want to call in, get your voice heard right now.
1-800-684-3110. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign. Also, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And on the 22nd, a special concert from the J Secular Band as we get ready to celebrate Christmas. So, we'll have that. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. So the United States is going to exercise its veto authority today over a resolution condemning basically the president's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel. Joining us on the phone right now is our senior counsel in our ACLJ office for Jerusalem, and that is David Benjamin. David, let me ask you a question here. I'm going to ask this to both you and Skip, and we've touched on it, and that is, let's talk about the strategic significance and the international law significance of Israel's decision years ago that Jerusalem was going to be its capital. I mean, this is a nation state gets to decide it, but how strategic, how important is this move by the president to recognize Israel, and what do you think about this UN attempt to try to undo it?
Well, Jay, obviously it is a big deal because for 20 years now, the American administration has put off recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moving its embassy to Israel. On the other hand, it's actually confirming what is essentially a trivial fact, that it is undisputed that at least parts of Jerusalem are undeniably parts of Israel, and that at least, at the very least, at a minimalistic interpretation, Israel is entitled to make its capital in at least part of Jerusalem, and that is an attitude which is accepted even by the Palestinian Authority itself. So there's nothing, no real news here. It's just, as the president actually pointed out, confirming a fact. And in fact, I think it's inconceivable, and no one has actually ever thought otherwise, that in a final status settlement between Israel and the Palestinians, any other result than Jerusalem being recognized as the capital of Israel wouldn't actually be on the table. And the Palestinians recognize that themselves. And the president was so careful to point out that the announcement doesn't prejudice potential concessions or movements of borders within Jerusalem.
No, that's between the parties. I mean, the United States, I think the president's got the right tack, which is recognize Jerusalem as the capital, and then let the parties negotiate, if they ever can get to the table again, and negotiate the direct parameters out. Skip, this we've got a call I think it's worth taking because it ties right into this, and that is Luke on line three, Logan. Let's take
that
call.
All right, Luke in Montana, line three, you're on the air.
Hey, Luke, go ahead.
Thank you, brothers, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yep.
The UN seems to be influenced more each year by the Organization of Islamic States, and the UK, France, and Germany also seem to be heavily influenced by their growing Muslim populations.
Well, look, first of all, it's France and England said they are going to join and support this resolution, which would be condemning what the president has done and what Israel, of course, has done by recognizing Jerusalem as its capital. So we already know that two of the P5 are already saying, hey, we don't care what the president did, but they're going to be vetoed. I mean, the difference is you got a president that'll do the veto here. Harry?
Absolutely. So I think it's important to note that in the world of political correctness, countries like Great Britain and France generally are prepared to give in. They are prepared to give in to Islamic pressure, both within their country, but also externally, in part because it's driven by commercial and economic considerations. The United States, on the other hand, is prepared to stand on principle. And so the real question is whether or not the status of Jerusalem is up for grabs, or is Jerusalem a non-negotiable current reality? And I think President Trump's decision simply recognizes that Jerusalem's status is non-negotiable from the perspective of the United States. Clearly, this opens the door for Israel and the Palestinians to negotiate a settlement down the road. But as for now, Jerusalem's status is non-negotiable.
What, Skip, what would you add to that on the Jerusalem front?
I would add this. It seems to me that the UN has taken successive steps to recognize the West Bank and the Gaza Strip and East Jerusalem as so-called Palestinian territories. They have never been Palestinian territories. So they are stepping in to declare as a given what has never been decided in fact. And when one looks historically and looks at the customary international law principle, again, of uti possidetis juris, that territory came under the sovereignty of Israel as the only state that came into existence in 1948. Therefore, you have the UN interfering already in negotiations, and therefore the United States is right to try to level the playing field and to make things fair again in the international realm.
Well, look, I think the president's move on Jerusalem by recognizing what is already a fact, and that is that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, was not only a bold move and the right move, but David Benjamin, you said this. Previous administrations have all talked about it, but none of them have done it. So I actually think this encourages negotiations because it took an issue off the table as far as the overall concept of Jerusalem being the capital of Israel. And now the parties, if they decide to negotiate, can negotiate. What's been the reaction with the Israeli government, but also populace? What's your sense of it, David?
Well, I think everyone is really happy about it. Of course, if there was any debate at all, it was about the timing, not about the principle. Everybody accepts Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And the huge hypocrisy involved here by the countries who are voting or supporting this resolution in the Security Council is really, really very clear. As a de facto matter of fact, all countries in the world, almost all countries of the world, have recognized at least part of Jerusalem as being the legitimate capital of Israel. May I stress that even Sadat, the president of Egypt, he visited the Knesset, the Parliament of Israel, which is situated in Jerusalem, and addressed the Knesset then. Of course, all world leaders who come to Israel de facto visit Jerusalem because it is a de facto capital and it is de facto recognized as such.
Well, I think that's exactly correct. So let me lay out for everybody what's going to happen. So this afternoon, we expect this resolution to be put forward by Egypt, which raises a question. We know that Egypt, David, has a very good working relationship with Israel on security matters and all this. And sometimes I think that some of these countries are doing this more for a political show than for reality. What's your sense of that?
Yes, absolutely. They are locked into a certain narrative, which they're not at liberty to change so quickly. But one has to stress that there's a big difference between what one hears in public, above the table, so to speak, as opposed to what one can actually hear in private conversations or conversations under the table.
Yeah, I have had conversations with Egyptians, people involved with the Egyptian political life. And, Skip, I think it's fair to say that the relationship between Israel and Egypt is probably the best it's ever been.
Well, I think so, too. I think Egypt recognizes that ISIS and Al-Qaeda and these Salafist groups within Egypt are a danger to Egyptian society, especially in the Sinai. So they need cooperation with Israel, and Egypt and Israel are cooperating. Now, they can't do it too openly, but they are actually cooperating where it counts at the tactical level. And I think that's significant. And I think as you look at the rise of Iran in the Shiite world, the Sunni world is getting really freaked out about that. And they're now beginning to see that Israel is not the boogeyman in the Middle East. It's actually Iran and its allies.
Yeah, so sort of this, what you're seeing is the political reality of what these government leaders in the Arab world have to deal with. But don't believe, as David said, everything you read. There's multiple, you got to think nine-dimensionally when you're thinking about the Middle East. David Benjamin, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. David Benjamin, of course, senior counsel for our office in Jerusalem. So again, we don't just talk about the issues. We're right there dealing with it. All right, we've got another 30 minutes of the broadcast. Logan's going to let you know how everybody can get it if you don't get the full hour on your radio station.
That's right. Again, phone lines are open if you want to give us a call. But if you don't get us for the next half hour on your radio station or you just want to change it up, you can see us, talk to us online. That's at facebook.com/jseculo, Periscope and Twitter at jseculo. You can also find us on aclj.org. Archive later on the ACLJ app, available in the App Store for iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and Roku, and the JCLJ podcast available. But again, aclj.org for everything you need if you're leaving us here. But another 30 minutes coming right up.
Don't forget that matching challenge campaign. The last 12, 13 days, your biggest days of our year. aclj.org. Back with more in a moment.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Last segment of the broadcast, I'm going to talk about an interesting story that's come out in the Washington Post. It's called Fallout from Allegations of Tea Party Targeting Hamper IRS Oversight of Nonprofits. Our members of the ACLJ are going to like this. It's a long article, and it talks about how we were successful in the cases, how it's changed, what the tax-exempt division has been able to do. We held them accountable. We won in court. We got a court order where they signed a consent decree to not do those practices, acknowledging the wrongdoing. In a companion case, they paid $3 million in damages. So people say, well, but no one went to jail. Well, you know, private organization, we don't bring indictments. We can't. We bring civil lawsuits. But what's interesting here is the last statement by the expert they were quoting, who's a law professor at George Washington University, saying about the IRS that they've been burned, they've been hammered, they've been bludgeoned. They're trying to survive. And that's, you know, right? When you do wrongdoing, that's what happened. So I'm glad to say, as we close the year out, that was one of the biggest wins we had this year, no question about it. Hey, we've got a special coming up on Facebook and Periscope for our Jay Sekulow Band concert. Logan, tell everybody about what's coming up on that, what we're going to do on that.
That's right. It'll be this Friday, the 22nd at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. And obviously, work your way back from there. It is our Christmas special, and it's going to be running again on Facebook Live. So if you are not following us on Facebook, make sure to go like the page, the Jay Sekulow page. It'll be up there again right at 9 o'clock Eastern on Friday. So it's full concert performance as well.
Yep. And some discussions of the year end. So it's going to be a great little special.
What's going on with the ACLJ and how you can help here.
So we encourage you to be part of that as well. So it's be both informative, but also, as I said, a concert on that. We're talking about the UN resolution, which the United Nations is going to try to do today, saying that they want to basically undo what President Trump has done and what the Israeli government has done. And that is, Israel has always said their capital is Jerusalem. The president of the United States, President Trump, said that in a speech 2 weeks ago. And then we now have a situation where the UN skip is trying to take action. Let's put that in perspective. What is it that the UN is trying to do today that will be vetoed by the United States, I'm happy to say?
Well, they're trying to pass a resolution in the UN Security Council, which in effect calls on all nations to recognize that or to not recognize what the United States has done. In effect, to say that the issue of Jerusalem is an issue that whose resolution is outstanding, has to be done at a later date, and no one should intervene and do anything now. But let's keep in mind that when they do this, they are in effect saying, and they keep describing, East Jerusalem as part of Palestinian territory. So they've already taken a side on who to whom belongs East Jerusalem. So they're not neutral. They're not keeping anything from taking a stand. They are actually making a stand, and they are taking a stand against Israel. So they're not neutral in this. We need to recognize that. So the United States, with their veto, will make this a non-event and therefore will have no legal effect.
Now, I just looked in the control room of our radio studio. I agree with everything Skip said, but I just looked in the control room of the radio studio, and guess who is at the control station? My grandson. Can he say hello to us?
I don't know if he can say hello. Let's see if he can. I'm sure.
We'll see.
Hi.
Say hi to all the Jay Sekulow Live
friends.
Merry
Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
There he goes. There's the radio star already there on many levels. You did a great job, buddy. Thank you. All right. We're going into a break. When we come back, we'll take your calls. Hey, we're getting near Christmas. This is what we get to do. It's a fun time of year, and yep, it was great to see him back there at the Command Central. Again, don't forget, ACLJ.org. We're in a matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. Let me say this. We have had a great month so far. I mean, the support that's coming in from our friends around the country has really been encouraging and incredible. But this helps us establish our budget for next year. So for all the ACL, you heard from our office in Jerusalem, it affects the office in Jerusalem. It affects the offices in Africa, affects the offices in Pakistan, in France, in throughout the United States. Our work at the UN in Geneva and in New York and Brussels. I mean, so a lot of this is really the key 2 weeks for us. So your support for the ACLJ makes a huge difference. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. And what that means is if you donate $50, we get $100. So that's the way it works. So it's we've got donors that came together. They put this matching fund together. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. So we're talking about this resolution that the United Nations is trying to pass. But let me be very clear about this. This president, and you just, those on Facebook and Periscope, got to see this great video piece that our team put together. And I'm going to play that in this. We're doing a special on December 22nd. It's going to be a concert from the Jay Sekulow Band, but we're also going to have substantive discussions along with the music as to what's going on a whole host of issues, including this one. And I just asked our guys if we can, during that band concert, if we can play this video to keep you educated. So we're doing this special, year-end special. I encourage you to tune in. As Logan said, I think it's going to be the 22nd at what time?
9 o'clock Eastern time.
So where would they go to get it? I mean, to get
it. Just go to our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/jsekulow. If you like the page, go ahead and make sure there. It'll be right at 9 o'clock. It'll go live.
So. Yeah, it'll be on Jay Sekulow page. I'm sure we're going to do it also on the band page, and we'll do it, I'm sure, on the ACLJ page as well.
Yeah, but, well, those will get shared, so just make sure you're on the Jay Sekulow page.
Be on the Jay Sekulow page for sure.
Yeah, don't misguide them.
Don't misguide them, because you never know. But,
all right.
But that's the plan. All right, let's go ahead and we're taking calls. 800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to him.
All right, let's go to Marcus, who's calling online too. You're on the air.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, how are you today?
Good.
This thing about the United Nations, I have to tell you, they're only united in hate and bigotry. They're against Jerusalem. They always have been. They're against America, and especially since Donald Trump says, I think they ought to start paying their own way.
Yeah.
They're mad.
Sure.
I mean, and they're not really united. I don't even know why we have anything to do with them.
Can't ignore an international body. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, I disagree with a lot of their policies, obviously. But our European Center for Law and Justice is what's called an NGO, a recognized non-governmental organization, fully recognized by the UN. So when these issues come up, we get to intervene. And as you know, we have multiple times. We do that often. And on the defense of Israel, I thought what Nikki Haley said, who would allow the United Nations to tell the United States what capital of what country we can recognize? They don't have that authority, Skip Ash.
Certainly do not, although they assume it over and over again. They act as if they are a world governing body. They are not. They are a membership of sovereign states, each of which can do its own thing, consistent with international law, and there is no authority in the United Nations to determine borders of nations, capitals of nations, or to whom territory belongs. They are running amok, and we need to recognize that. And Nikki Haley was exactly right when she said the United Nations is out of control and the United States is not going to play ball with that.
Let me play what Nikki Haley had to say at the UN. Here it is.
If the United Nations history and the peace efforts proves anything, it is that talking in New York cannot take place of face-to-face negotiations between the regional parties. It only sets back the cause of peace, not advance it. As if to make this very point, Resolution 2334 demanded a halt to all Israeli settlement activity in East Jerusalem, even in the Jewish quarter of the Old City. This is something that no responsible person or country would ever expect Israel would do.
So Resolution 2334 that we're going to veto today, that they had last year too, and basically the same resolution coming forward, this is what it does. Demanded a halt to all Israeli, quote, settlement activity in East Jerusalem, even in the Jewish quarter of the Old City itself. So if you've not been to Israel, which we're going to do a big trip to Israel in the next year or 18 months or so, I think we're going to, or 2 years, within the next couple of years, we're going to do a big tour to Israel. If you all would want to go, you should let us know if you'd want to do that with us. The idea, though, that the UN would be telling, Harry, the United States, we don't like what you just did by recognizing what Israel's already said is their capital, and also we don't like the fact that in the Jewish quarter of all places that Jews might build.
Absolutely. So the United Nations seeks to void U.S. policy. And let me respond by making the following three claims. First, the United States is a sovereign nation. Second, Israel is a sovereign nation. Third, the United Nations resolution attempts to void history, and the United States should declare the UN attempt null and void.
I am really proud that the president's doing this. This is the right move, and I'm pleased with the way Nikki Haley's handling it. But this shows you the animus against Israel at this United Nations.
Oh, exactly. I mean, the entire world is coming against Israel because Israel is the only nation in the Middle East that's attempting to follow the law. They're trying to do things right, and we live in a lawless world. The United Nations, these nations that get up and talk about Palestinian rights and everything else, are advocating lawlessness on an international scale, and the United States and other responsible nations like our allies should be standing up and saying, that's exactly right, we support Israel in this, but they're not. And I think they're not because they have these large Muslim populations now that are destabilizing their own societies.
It was interesting. Somebody on Facebook's watching from Israel and said to everybody, you're most welcome to come and visit. So we'll work on that. All right, we'll take calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. On the next segment of the broadcast, I'm going to talk about this IRS case. There's now getting a lot of attention in the media, the one we won. But we'll go ahead and take some calls as well at 800-684-3110.
All right, Abby's calling in Fort Hood, Texas, on line five. You're on the air.
Abby, go ahead. You're on.
Thank you. Okay, so my whole thought process on this is the UN is mad because we have basically taken a chip that they're using to bargain with the Palestinians away from them. We've had this policy for the last 30 years, but nobody has ever said, we are definitely moving our embassy to Jerusalem. End of story. This is the capital. It's no longer a de facto one. So the UN's looking at it as, well, that chip just got taken out of their bargaining with the Palestinians. What they're not understanding, though, is we have negotiated deals where the Palestinians have gotten 95% of what they have asked for and have still declined to sign a peace treaty because they want the complete destruction and annihilation of Israel.
And even though there's some within the government that may not within the Palestinian government, the public pressure on them within their constituencies is very significant. Let me just say this. We just got an update from Paul Archuleta in our Office of Government Affairs in Washington, D.C. He's been monitoring this situation for us. They have just voted on the draft resolution. 14 voted in the affirmative, and the United States vetoed, and that means, Skip Ash, that resolution is dead.
Absolutely, and God bless Nikki Haley for doing what was right and following the policy that the president has established. That is a dead resolution. It has no legal effect whatsoever.
But again, they keep coming up, Harry. I mean, they don't stop, but again, you know, when you talk about consequences in policy, there's a consequence in a policy.
Absolutely. So last year, the Obama administration gave diplomatic cover for genocidal aggression incited by anti-Israeli groups such as Hamas, Hezbollah, and Fatah. This move by the Obama administration was designed to leave our strongest ally in the region vulnerable to the forces of evil that include groups that want to bring charges against Israel at the International Criminal Court. President Trump's decision reverses President Obama's cowardly decision to refrain from vetoing UN Resolution 2334, and his decision advances the rule of law.
Yep. All right. We've got calls and comments coming in, 800-684-3110. Also, about our win at the IRS, probably the biggest win of the year in the court cases for us was this win against the Internal Revenue Service. And we'll talk about that in the last segment. We'll get your comments at 800-684-3110. But, Logan, you're getting comments also via Facebook.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking about a timeline, what that would look like. When will the move happen, the embassy and all that. But it's not necessarily there's already some infrastructure there, right?
Well, there's some. I mean, we've got Skip, what's the technical term of what we have in Jerusalem? It's not an embassy. It's a...
Oh, we have consulates.
Consulate, right. Yes. A consulate in Jerusalem. The move of the embassy is a big move. And Skip, you got 1,000 employees in the consulate. So this is going to be a... This is going to take a couple of, probably 3 years to implement. But this is the first president that actually said he'd do it.
Absolutely. Skip? What we need to do is, I mean, that we've designated a territory on which to build, then we have to have a design, and then we have to build a structure that can accommodate our diplomats to fulfill their obligations to Israel. We have an embassy in Tel Aviv that's going to be closed down or possibly converted into a consulate and move the embassy to the capital where every other embassy in the world is located except in Israel. So we are doing the right thing, but it's going to take some time. The consulate that exists now, in fact, there were two of them at one time, two consulates in Jerusalem, one on the Arab side and one on the Israeli side, are not up to the standards that are needed for embassies now because of the troubled times we live in.
Yep. So, again, if you're just joining us, there's an update from our government affairs office, Paul Archuleta, our government affairs office in Washington. They just voted on the draft resolution, 14 voted in affirmative. The United States vetoed. That means that resolution did not succeed. So a good win for us as we talk about Israel. By the way, we've got an email out on Israel right now because it's not just the United Nations. It's the International Criminal Court in The Hague, which is also targeting Israel. And your American Center for Law and Justice, and our team led by Skip Ash, is always constantly responding to this. So your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. If you don't get our newsletters and updates, you need to do that, and you can do that just by going right to the... How do they do it? Just get the emails.
Yeah, alerts. Just go to ACLJ.org, and you can find it's very easy there. There's a place to kind of put in your information, and there you go.
And this way you're updated with as news warrants. Also, let me encourage you to do this. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. I encourage you to do that right now. ACLJ.org. It's a matching challenge campaign. Again, any amount you donate, we get a matching gift. Back with more in a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, so here's what's happened. 14 states voted in favor of the resolution, basically condemning Israel and condemning the president's move to recognize Jerusalem as the capital. But the United States vetoed it, so that resolution is of no influence and of no support. But it does tell you that you cannot drop your guard for even 1 minute on these situations because they continue to unfold. All right, let's go ahead and take calls. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
Yep, give us a call. Luann in San Jose is on the air. Luann, you're on the air.
Hey, Luann, go ahead.
Hi, thanks. Sure. Wow, I can't believe you just announced that. And I'm here to say yay, victory.
Yep.
Victory for the UN and victory with Nikki and President Trump. I am support of President Trump's declaration throughout the earth that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
Yeah.
Shalom and peace.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm glad that this all happened while we're on the air. So that tells you that. But again, your support of the ACLJ not only allows us to talk about it, but we get to engage it at the UN because we're an NGO, a non-governmental organization recognized at the United Nations. Let me turn attention from this to another issue, and that is we had a major case representing the Tea Party groups and conservative organizations and pro-life groups against the IRS. And this was for the IRS's illegal targeting of conservative groups. And this ended up in federal court. And not only do we get all of our groups tax-exempt status, but we got a declaration, declaratory, or a consent decree from the government where they acknowledged the wrongdoing, put in policies to not do it again. In a companion case, an award of damages to some of the Tea Party groups, upwards of $3 million. And also what's so interesting here is this article, which was in the Washington Post, it said, years of conservative attacks on the Internal Revenue Service have greatly diminished the ability of the agency's regulators to oversee political activity by charities and other nonprofits. Documents and interviews shows. Now, the article is an interesting article. And then the author says, the fallen oversight, a byproduct of repeated cuts to the IRS budget, comes at a time when the number of charities is reaching its historic high. I did not give an interview on this, although they quoted me from statements that I made publicly. And what is interesting about this is that we filed a lawsuit representing 34 Tea Party organizations, all of which our clients got their tax-exempt status. But what's important here is that, and they lay this whole situation out, but they quote what I said at the time to the New York Times, that this was obviously a coordinated effort by the IRS to stifle these Tea Party and Tea Party-affiliated groups and to stifle free speech activities. The IRS acknowledged that, by the way, in the consent decree and in their public statements. I also testified before some of the committees on this and made the point, which is still my point, that we wanted them to play by the rules. We wanted them to do this fairly, and they did not. They were asking intrusive questions, questions they had no right asking. The reporter points that out. But I think the best part of this, so all of our members of the ACLJ should feel really good about this. This is how it ends. They're quoting a law professor at George Washington University, said that the IRS has been burned, they have been hammered, they have been bludgeoned. They're trying to survive. They don't follow the rules. That's what happens to government agencies. And that's why when we've got our government accountability project, or whether it's the IRS that we're litigating with, your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. I want to again say thank you for your support of the ACLJ, especially in the month of December when our matching challenge campaign, which we're in right now. Let's go ahead and take some more calls, Logan.
All right, Bill in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Hey, Bill, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good day, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is about the UN resolution. We're working on our state capital to renovate it. Now, this resolution almost sounds like what the UN is trying to say is that we have to get their permission in order to move our capital if we need to put it on a different foundation.
Well, look, it's a very interesting analogy, but Skip, they're basically, the UN's trying to tell the United States, you can't do that. You can't do what you just did, recognize the nation state declared Jerusalem its capital. Israel declared its capital Jerusalem. The United States now officially recognizes it.
Right.
And basically, you've got the UN saying, oh, you can't do that.
Absolutely. And as David Benjamin pointed out, we're moving our capital into the part of Jerusalem that has always been part of Israel since 1949. So, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, the argument they're making.
But Israel has
the right to designate its capital, to designate the borders of its capital, and to move whatever it wants there. It also has the right to demand, if it wanted to, that embassies accredited to Israel be located there. Now, that would be a tough one given the international stance, but the United States has broken the ice, and I think nations of goodwill should follow suit once they realize that all we're doing is what every other nation in the world is doing, and that is we move our embassy to the designated capital to which we are accredited.
But yet you've got to be vigilant, even though the UN resolution was vetoed. So we just announced that the resolution was vetoed. Harry, you've got to be vigilant. And let me ask you this. These moves by these groups come from a particular their own particular worldview. How do you think is the best way to respond to it?
Well, we've got to be resolute. We've got to be vigilant. And we've got to oppose every single UN resolution every time the forces of political correctness raise their ugly head. The forces of political correctness are almost in full charge of the United Nations, but for President Trump's courageous decision to veto today's resolution at the United Nations, we would find that the UN would launch another unjustified attack on Israel and Israeli sovereignty. This needs to stop, and it needs to stop immediately.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
All right, let's go to Linda in Tampa Bay. You're on the air.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Jay. God bless you.
Thanks.
I don't know what you were talking about previously. I just got on. What UN resolution was vetoed?
There was a UN resolution basically condemning. It was similar to one last year that the United States did not veto and allowed to go forward. And that is attacking Israel for its move to have Jerusalem as its capital, which has been the case since 1949, as Skip mentioned, but also condemning settlements, even in what they call settlements, building inside the old city of Jerusalem, the Jewish quarter, which is absurd. But the United States, the president ordered Nikki Haley or issued a directive to Nikki Haley, our UN ambassador, to veto that resolution, and they did. So that resolution is null and void. So there you have it.
UN resolution.
Yep. So it's gone. So again, you've got to be really vigilant on this, because Skip, there's going to be another one, right? I mean, around the corner there'll be another move.
Yeah, it won't just stop here. You know, when they can't succeed in the UN Security Council, they'll take it to the General Assembly, where we don't have a veto, and they'll pass nonsense. And then they'll also take it into some of the UN agencies. And they'll pass nonsense. Remember, recently they declared that the Temple Mount was solely a Muslim shrine.
Right.
It had no ties at all to the Jews. That is absolute nonsense historically.
Yeah, but this is the influence of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. But again, part of what you're seeing with Egypt drafting this, don't believe everything you read. They're playing to an external audience, and then there's the internal. The relationships between Israel and Egypt are probably never better than they've been right now. Same with Jordan, same with Saudi Arabia and the Israelis. It's a whole different ballgame. But this is part of the body politic. We try to get behind that in this broadcast. If you appreciate the work of the ACLJ, let me encourage you to join with us. Become a member of the ACLJ. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. That's at ACLJ.org. ACLJ.org. And there's a lot of ways for you to stay engaged with our work at the ACLJ.
That's right. ACLJ.org is a great place to go. You can also go on our social media, Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, at Jay Sekulow. Follow Jay Sekulow, Jordan Sekulow, Logan Sekulow, ACLJ on all our social media outlets. And you can also find us on the ACLJ app, available in the App Store for iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and Roku. And subscribe to the Jay Sekulow Live podcast.
All right. Don't forget that concert on the 22nd from the Jay Sekulow Band, and also some important updates during that concert. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, ACLJ.org.